At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Bills baseball once again on WIP tonight. Mick Abel's second start, first pitch at 7:07 against the Toronto Blue Jays in the Rogers Center. C-E-N-T-R-E,
yeah.
Which used to be the Sky Dome.
Yeah, I can't wait for Abel.
Yeah, it's exciting.
There's something about having like the, you know, the new blood or whatever.
Yeah, new
like,
toy.
See what it's going to, yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
You all right in there?
Yeah.
Did you start yawning?
He had to work hard today. All that courage?
I had a lot of energy at 2:30.
Yep. Let's go, Jack.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So now that the battle lines have been drawn yesterday, a moment of weakness, but we rebounded today.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for people at certain people at WIP to pick a side.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, I've already lost Rhea.
Yes, Rhea's gone.
Seems to forget just how blatantly disrespectful they were to her at the beginning of the show with her going to the morning show. And it's just, you know, we've always been Team Rhea.
We have.
And it feels like, you know, just trying to butter up to the camera. You know, we don't need that. We don't need that. But she's doing it.
Maybe she thinks you're a coward.
Well, I don't like that one.
I mean, remember, the previous show she was on, you were persona non grata there, too.
That's
well,
true.
That was because they had a ringleader who was out to get me and tried to end my career.
Well, you were retweeting old bad Angelo tweets.
One time, and it was funny.
That's all it takes is once.
Yep.
It was funny.
Well, not to everybody.
Yeah, certainly wasn't funny to Angelo.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Donovan Chespat.
Yeah. I don't know. Rhea made
well, she
honestly
really,
not like you.
She really talks like she does. Like, I thought we were friends. When I hear her talk, I'm like, she doesn't like me.
No, she's picked a side.
Yeah, she has picked a side.
Yep.
Very disappointing. On the losing side, though.
There you go.
Number five is Rod Lakin. He's got to pick a side. You can't be Switzerland. You can't be sitting there like, oh, I just want the content. Oh, I just want the views on the social medias. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I need
him. It is his number one objective.
I don't care about what his objective is. I need at least before the competition starts, who's he rooting for and how does he see it going?
Would I have picked a side as a program director?
I don't know.
No, I don't know if you would have picked a side.
You would have faked.
Maybe
like,
not publicly.
You would have faked that you were on the camera side. Because you
as PD.
Yes. Because you're thinking about the overall
the
show.
Bit.
Like when you faked and gave the camera the judge
thing. It wasn't fake. And I told Morandini this on Monday. Mickey Morandini and John Brazier did a bad job. They did a bad job. Do I think the camera should have won? No. But as a judge.
You're going by the evidence that was presented.
And Morandini and Brazier walked into that case like they had it won.
Like
already.
It was a lock.
Oh, nobody likes Joe, blah, 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 blah. And the fact is that Joe and Milt Thompson did a much better job than Brazier. And Mickey Morandini did.
Wow.
Yeah, Brazier's not a litigator.
No, you kidding me? He's in there writing songs for Mountjoy.
I know.
You know? He doesn't care.
There's no litigating with him.
No.
Fourth is Devin Caney. Now,
I thought fourth was...
Well, fifth was Lakin.
Oh,
Said I lost Rhea.
Okay, got it.
She's clearly picked the side. Very disappointing, and I do think she does hate me.
Yeah.
But number four is Caney, who we have called Scoops on this show. You know, we gave her that nickname.
Scoops.
She walks into CBP like, I'm Scoops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to do Insider of the Year stuff because we have Scoops. And I know that she's on the morning show, and I know she has to, because Joe doesn't let anyone else talk on the show besides him.
No.
So she's got to fight for every word.
To camera and friends.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But I is Caney team Fritz or is she team the camera? I mean, that's a big, a big answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
I
a
didn't
big
really.
Question.
It didn't really, she didn't really establish that this morning.
Well, she did say she was very disappointed in me, which seems like that was sentiment was shared through
people. Yeah. Well, that just means she had a little more faith in you and was expecting you to
She had expectations.
I know.
I think she's Team Fritz.
I think she is.
Well, but let me ask you this. Does it matter? Okay. Because there could be two things here. She could be on the inside Team Fritz, mm-hmm. but on the outside, no, she's on the morning show and be Team to camera
right.
publicly. Does it count? Or do we need her to be Team Fritz publicly? Because that might not be a great career move for her.
But at the same
time, you know
what,
though? Could get her closer to this show.
That's what
and that's a great
that's
career
what we're talking
for.
About. Yeah.
So,
mm.
Now that you said that, yeah, she has to publicly endorse Fritz.
Exactly. Because listen, I think you can make the case we've amplified her career more than the morning show.
Without question.
We amplify everybody's career.
I mean, look at Broads. No one knew who Broads was before 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Besides his psychos that sit on YouTube all day. Like,
yep.
Oh, there he goes again. He's ranting.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
And now look at him. He's got a whole draft party.
Yep.
It's going to be just like the Ricky.
Skating around the friggin'
offices,
skating around 2400 Market.
Yes.
Why was he so out of breath?
I have no idea.
That was a shocking reveal.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in shape.
Well, and he still plays hockey, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was the quick gyrating moves he was making back and forth.
I have no idea. He was very out of breath. He was very sweaty. He looked like the Flyers Unabomber.
He did. He was terrifying.
Yeah.
He was terrifying. Third is Elliot. And why I need Elliot to pick a side here is because I could see him trying to do the contrarian thing like he does with everything. And making the case of why Joe can do this and being like over the top annoying about it. This is one of those times, Elliot, where I just need you to put it aside and think about this show. Elliot, they leave you on hold for 8 minutes
to talk to a caller.
To talk to callers. You just sit there looking like an idiot.
Yep.
This show, again, talk about the amplification of people. I mean, from 3 to 4 on Tuesdays, must listen radio.
Yeah,
he doesn't get yelled at on the morning show.
They treat him like a real, like a real journalist.
But let me ask you this: would the morning show ever have elevated him to where he ends up being Insider of the Year? Of course not.
Good point.
They would have made DeCamera the Insider of the Year.
Yeah, they definitely would have made DeCamera the Insider of the Year.
You know,
because in his heart, he wants us to do the Well, I don't know, Joe. Back in the day, but I just need him to put the nonsense aside. And stick with the show.
He has to be closer to you than he is to camera, right?
Oh, as a person?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also, you torment him more than to camera does.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm everyone's little brother here.
Yeah.
And you got to pick a side there, E.
Elliot's got to pick a side.
Got to pick a side, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what I think we should start doing as we lead up to this? We start getting people on the staff on the phone and ask them to pick a side on the phone.
They gotta stay on our show. They gotta make it official.
Yep.
We'll get a whole graphic.
I like it.
Give
Tucker something to do.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Made the flyers for Puck It Up.
Yeah. This guy. Tucker hasn't made one flyer for me.
I know. I know.
I'm a host on the afternoon show. Been here, you know.
Oh, dude, you've been here a year and a half, though. Like, let's relax.
Well, it's
like, well, but overall, I'm the host of the afternoon, like,
as host of the afternoon show, but been here a decade. I'm just saying.
Don't disrespect you like that. You've been here a long time. Man.
A long time.
Yes.
And by the way, I say no, don't Joe DeCamera, no Spike.
No Fritz. No Spike.
I hired you too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Gave you a full time job too.
Another smart move.
And promoted you.
And didn't fire me.
Yeah.
A little more loyalty in there, dude.
Yeah. Very loyal. Yeah. Very loyal. Wow. But also, when decisions are obvious like that, okay. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The second people at WIP that need to pick a side is Ruben Amaro Jr. and
Did you
Ben.
Say the second people?
Whatever.
Okay. Just making sure.
The second peeps that need to pick a side on the Cameron versus Fritz is Ruben and Ben.
Baseball brethren.
I can hear the disappointment in Ben's Delco accent this morning.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of respect for a fellow Westchesterman.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I know, again, they're on the morning show. I know Rube doesn't come on this show, but I need them to also say, hey, that's a stud that we got back there and producing the afternoon show.
And can we be honest? They are basically held captive on that morning show.
Oh, of course. And by the way, just to get this out there, hired Ruben Amaro here too.
Amazing. Ah, there you go. Throw that in there too.
How many people have you hired here at WIP?
Just a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
you hired Scoops and then, you know, Scoops ditched.
Well, she did. She did. Yep. We'll tell that story on the air one day too. That was a funny moment. Yeah.
And Ruben,
yep.
I believe at times, gets a little disrespected by the camera.
Does he?
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah?
With a baseball knowledge.
Oh, really?
Like if Ruben is given a point or given his opinion, you don't question Ruben. You're Joe DeCamera.
Right. This guy was the general manager.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know he disrespected me.
So a little feud there between
the
camera.
A little second guessing of Ruben that I'm like, eh.
Well, he doesn't let Ben talk either.
Doesn't let Ben talk.
I mean, Ben, you wouldn't even know he's there sometimes.
Yeah. That's all the camera's fault.
You got to get the baseball guys with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring them all on this
Pick
show.
A side.
And then number one is James Seltzer. James Seltzer and I.
Well,
I mean, you want to. Now, he's been through thick and thin with the camera. Obviously, like, the camera got him over here.
Yeah.
I hired him too.
Yes. But also, you know, me and Seltzer have built the podcast.
Yeah, I hope. Yep. Hey, John Mark's podcast.
Yes, John built it.
You hired John Mark.
I did, actually.
That's great. Yep. So I'm just saying, Seltzer, he's in a tough spot.
Yeah.
I'll admit, he's in a tough spot, but he does have to pick a side on Team Fritz or Team DeCamera.
This might be one you lose out on.
He's going to pick Joe.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you, earlier, when you a couple months ago, you went on and you were trashing them or whatever.
Oh, well, they were, you know. I forget what I said, but it was pretty strong. It made Seltzer mad, whatever I said.
It seems
you get Seltzer fired, though, man. You must have said something pretty...
I just said that the only reason they were talking about our show is so they could attach themselves to us. And that's what Joe was trying to do.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like our rockets.
I could see why that would make Seltzer upset.
Yeah, you know, you need rockets and cruise ships. They'll be the cruise ship. We'll be the rocket, you know?
So, yeah, you lose out on Jimmy and Rhea.
Yeah.
I have Richie in my corner. You hear that?
You do have Richie in your corner.
He brought Jim Plunkett today. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, almost anybody who goes against a camera, Richie's going to be on their
Richie's
side.
Richie's on your side. Yep. Yeah.
That's it. That's an easy vote to get, I think.
But I will crush your face.
What's that?
I will crush your face.
Yeah.
Still love that drop. That's still a great drop.
Yeah, that was real.
Well,
it's not my drop.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's the morning show. Yeah.
This hour, sponsored by Guide to Door and Window, get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another guy who has to declare his loyalty and pick a side. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
What it do,
what it
Andrew?
Do, Andrew?
Hey, I don't think I got loyalty to Clay or not Clay. I mean, I'm an afternoon show guy.
Okay.
I mean, is it even a competition? Fritz, you should tell Joe what he likes to do best and go beat him at that.
Fritz is on the phone.
Sorry, what?
Hit him again, okay.
Hey, Fritz, ask Joe what he does best, then go beat him at that, too.
But I can't beat him at sitting in a bathtub. I mean...
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening because he is the biggest coward for not deciding a date. He's the morning show. He's able to decide a date, and you go along with it because it doesn't matter what day, what time. It doesn't.
It really doesn't. I'm trying to think of other sports you could add to this. Hacky sack, maybe. Maybe four square. I wish Jack was single so he could steal Joe's girlfriend.
Nice. 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 What about boxing? You want to do boxing?
Oh, that was another one, Marks. Marks is trying to get that one in.
Yeah. Every day. He's arm like, wrestling? Box the camera. Arm wrestling. I mean, I would break his arm.
Well, you're the one. Yeah.
You're the one with the... arm issues.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Inside the show. I mean, yeah. After Elliot demolished Spike in arm wrestling,
he cheated.
I took that. I mean, I beat Elliot in like a snap.
He cheated.
Oh, yeah?
Elliot cheated in arm wrestling. Well, I'm telling you, he was grabbing onto the table. I didn't have anything to grab onto.
That is wrong. You can't grab onto the table.
Look, it was there. Let's put it this way. I don't think he cheated. I don't think the contest was as the contest should be. I agree with you, okay. I agree with you. Jack should. And here's the thing. This is what now that we have this new Jack, the new Jack era, this is, which started on June 4th, 2025. Yeah, NGA.
Yeah.
There's this is actually year one of NGA. You know, like there's AD, you know,
NGE.
There's like BC and AD or whatever. Yeah. This is the new Jack era. So NJE.
Yeah.
Yes, NJE, not NJA. I also want to see the training start now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now it's time. We've been saying he has to demolish Joe.
Get in there and do something.
Yeah, I need him to demolish Joe now, not just beat Joe.
Let's go play around the nine. Like, I'd be down.
No one's inviting you. Yeah.
I want to get a couple things in real quick. I mean, I've been a spokesman since the beginning of the season. I know Jack and I went back and forth on it. I think you got to keep him there. He's come up big a couple moments here and there. And I want to see him grow this season. I think he's what, 20, 26? So around there. So I think he's got growth and a lot of potential for this team. And I love Bryce coming back. And I would love to see him do well. But if he doesn't and it's affecting him way too much, and if you have to put him back on IL, I'd like to see some of the young guys come up. If that means you have Kemp at third base, or Crawford in center field, and I want to see the Marsh/Roth experiment be done.
All right.
And I want there to be a new guy. So, also, one more thing.
Yeah.
If you get tossed a beer, are you framing it from your buddy like a catcher? I mean, it could be the move.
What? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
If your buddy tossed you a beer at a tailgate,
yeah,
could it be the move to frame it?
I like the frame job.
I don't even know what that means.
Like a frame, like a catcher? Like a catcher. The guy tosses you the beer and you catch it and then squat down, whatever. I'm old. I'm out. Yeah, I know.
This has been a very early 20s thing to do, okay, Andrew?
Yeah. These guys are almost 50s.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, yeah.
All right, okay. Thank you for the call. Is he saying, I know what framing a pitch is.
Yeah.
He's saying, why are you doing that with a beer can?
That's what I couldn't understand. Yeah. Like, why are you doing that with a beer?
There's no umpire.
Unless Herb's there. I just...
Okay. Well, if he's not in the bathroom.
Like, you also got to know... You got to know your show strength. I mean, what tailgates are we at?
None.
Yeah, no, we're not.
When was the last time you were tossed a beer?
No one's ever tossed me a beer.
Yeah.
Not even at Disney?
Last time I was tossed a beer was the parade. The first one.
2018 parade.
Yeah.
You got tossed a beer?
Yeah, I was on
the bus. Oh, you were on the thing?
The bus, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't invite us this year.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's probably me.
I was actually happy.
Well, it could be you, too.
It could be
both of us. Yeah, I know. Man, the parade seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were on the top of that building.
Yeah.
It was 5 degrees. I couldn't feel my...
It was pretty cold, yeah.
And then, I completely forgot all that happened. We lost our connection. We had to run back to the studio.
Yep.
I saw Jack's athleticism in that run.
And determination.
Yeah, you were moving it.
I know.
Yeah, you were quick.
Ike was lollygagging.
Man, I'll get there.
Do you have that Jalen Carter sound over there talking about Ty Robinson? Do you have that, Jack? So Ty Robinson's everybody's favorite fourth round pick.
Yep.
Brian, why did he reach the fourth round at this point?
I have no idea. We're going to find out something about him. Brian Baldinger said he's better than Milton Williams. Already, here's Jalen Carter on Ty Robinson.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie, he moving good. He a big boy. I seen his highlights before he came. Knew what they was talking about, and you know he here and he working. You know, I think he gonna have a big impact this season.
The thing you don't hear in that is you can see in Jalen Carter's face. He's got like a grin, like he's impressed by the size of this guy.
Yeah.
Now you can. His highlights are wild. His athleticism and size is wild. I do wonder why he would last to the fourth round, given all of this. It's just like everything keeps pointing. I hope this guy's not a bust, because everything keeps pointing to him being really effective this year. You know what I mean?
I think we have to temper our expectations. He seems more like a great rotational player.
Yeah.
You're going to give him 10, 15 snaps out there. He's going to give you maximum effort, good against the run, athletic enough to get back there against the pass and get out to the quarterback a little bit. But I think he's a rotational guy that you play him early on downs. You get a lot out of him. But I'm excited that he's here as well. I am as well. But I'm not going crazy about what I expect from him. Because you got to think about it. Moro Ojomo is going to be in there, and Jordan Davis.
Right.
So... He's only so many reps that's there for him unless somebody gets injured.
I didn't know what to take from Vic Fangio's comments about Jordan Davis, where he said, you know, he didn't get into shape until the second half of the year. He said he wasn't going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell whether that was...
Well, they want to know why it took him so late to get... Well, the reason... I can comment because I'm not Coach Fangio.
And I
don't coach the players, or whereas I can give you my opinion on what I think it is with Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis needs better eating habits.
And I
think that's what it is, man. He's single, right? He's single. And if he's not always conscious of his weight, his stamina, those types of things, and when I say conscious of it, that means doing things throughout the week that keeps him in good shape.
Is it just real quick, is it a weight thing or is it a cardio, like is it an exercise thing?
So for me, it's hard for me to decipher the two.
Right.
Because I don't know if the cardio thing is there because of his size.
Because of the weight thing.
Yeah, so.
Because part of why they want him is the size.
Yes.
Is because he's giant.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
I think ideally that's what they thought. But now they get to see him.
Right.
And they've had him, and he's had some of those issues at Georgia where... staying in shape. And during the season is where it's harder for him, because off season, you can focus on being in shape. You come in training camp, you look great. Then once that season starts, you're not focused on your conditioning as much as you were when you were preparing to come into training camp because you want to impress the coaches.
And you don't have as much time to work out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you almost have to make that time to do that. So in other words, if that means you got to get in there early, get your little cardio in. If you got to get your little cardio in after practice, got to get you some running in out there on the field. That's what that means. That's what that means that you have to do. And so for me, Jordan Davis, can he start off that way and can he finish that way? Can he finish that way? And I think Coach Fangio, they see the potential, but they also know being disciplined, being committed and dedicated to your endurance, to your conditioning, is going to make you a better player. The same way we talk about Jalen Carter, that he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. Well, Jordan Davis has the size, doesn't have the athletic ability, nor does he have the temperament. Those are things that he has to sort of improve upon.
You have to wonder, instead of them picking up his option for the following year, if they had not picked it up and this had been a contract year for Jordan Davis, if they might have gotten a better version of Jordan Davis. You know,
and I kind of thought that's what they would do. I wasn't sure if they were going to pick up that fifth year.
You know, because maybe, you lose the security of having him the next year, but maybe you also get a better player this year if he knows he's playing for a contract.
Yeah.
You know,
part of me says they may not be ready to do it next year.
Give him a contract. Yeah.
So you'll still have him on that final year.
One more year
if you want to continue to evaluate him.
Coming up next, a change in the NBA All-Star game that might make the players try. I don't know. We'll see. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.